Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, October 26th. Happy Resurrection Day. I look forward to Trunk or Treat this afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., one of my favorite events in the life of the church. Can you guess what my trunk is going to be themed? If I give you 100 guesses, I bet you would never guess. It's kind of random. It's going to be the happy birthday theme. So kids will be able to come and pick a treat from one of the 6 boxes that are wrapped like birthday presents. Hopefully it'll be fun. Okay, anyway, our memory verse for this week is from Matthew 22, verses 37 and 38. Listen to these words that Jesus said. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." And so as we open God's word together, may that be our prayer. Lord, help us to love you with all of our heart, soul, and mind. Oh Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our first reading is Isaiah 44, verses 21 through 28. The title in my Bible says, Restoration for Jerusalem. Pay attention, O Jacob, for you are my servant, O Israel. I, the Lord, made you, and I will not forget you. I have swept away your sin like a cloud. I have scattered your offenses like the morning mist. Oh, return to me, for I have paid the price to set you free. Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done this wondrous thing. Shout for joy, O depths of the earth. Break into song, O mountains and forest and every tree, for the Lord has redeemed Jacob and is glorified in Israel. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer and Creator. I am the Lord who made all things. I alone stretched out the heavens. Who was with me when I made the earth? I expose the false prophets as liars and make fools of fortune tellers. I cause the wise to give bad advice, thus proving them to be fools. But I carry out the predictions of my prophets. By them, I say to Jerusalem, people will live here again. And to the towns of Judah, you will be rebuilt. I will restore all your ruins. When I speak to the rivers and say, dry up, they will be dry. When I say of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, he will certainly do as I say. He will command, rebuild Jerusalem. He will say, restore the temple. Now, I don't know when this prophecy was written, but it was likely written long before Cyrus of Persia was even on the radar. And yet, through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord gives Jerusalem this hope of restoration. They're going to be exiled, but then one day, Cyrus, whom he calls his shepherd, will rebuild Jerusalem and restore the temple. And that's exactly what happened. So the Babylonians carted off many of those who were in Jerusalem. And then some 70 years later, Cyrus of Persia decreed that they could go back and rebuild because Persia came in and defeated the Babylonians. Okay, enough of a history lesson for this morning. Let's revisit verse 24, which reminds us that the Lord is our Redeemer and Creator. And so we pray together, Lord Almighty and Everlasting Father, you are the one who have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us now by your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all that we do, direct us to the fulfillment of your purposes, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our second reading is Acts chapter 19, verses 21 through 27. In today's passage, there is a riot in Ephesus because many of the silversmiths are not happy that so many are following the way of Christ. Starting in Acts 19, verse 21. Afterward, Paul felt compelled by the Spirit to go over to Macedonia and Achaia before going to Jerusalem. And after that, he said, I must go on to Rome. He sent his two assistants, Timothy and Erastus, ahead to Macedonia, while he stayed a while longer in the province of Asia. About that time, serious trouble developed in Ephesus concerning the way. It began with Demetrius, a silversmith who had a large business manufacturing silver shrines of the Greek goddess Artemis. He kept many craftsmen busy. He called them together along with others employed in similar trades and addressed them as follows. Gentlemen, you know that our wealth comes from this business. But as you have seen and heard, this man Paul has persuaded many people that handmade gods aren't really gods at all. And he's done this not only here in Ephesus, but throughout the entire province. Of course, I'm not just talking about the loss of public respect for our business. I'm also concerned that the temple of the great goddess Artemis will lose its influence, and that Artemis, this magnificent goddess worshipped throughout the province of Asia and all around the world, will be robbed of her great prestige. Just a little debrief of this passage. Demetrius is upset because his business is going to lose traction. Therefore, his wealth is going to diminish. He makes statues of Artemis, the Greek little g goddess, and Paul is teaching that idol worship is incorrect and that the gods that are fashioned are not, in fact, gods at all. It's very similar to what Isaiah is teaching the people of Israel as well. When I was preaching from Ephesians some time back, I went on a deep dive about who Artemis is. It's debated. Some people think she's the goddess of fertility, and she has these little sacks on her image, and many people think that those are breasts, but others think that they are little sacks, like magic sacks, and that she was actually the god of midwifery. And in those days, many people really struggled to have children naturally, and there weren't what we have today, all the medical interventions, if a child is stuck in the womb or stuck in the canal. And so many people would pray to Artemis for safe delivery. And what Paul is reminding those in Ephesus and us is that it's futile to pray to this little image made and fashioned by someone's hands. Rather, we should look to the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who gives us safe delivery. He gives us salvation, and he helps us to have that new birth. As is mentioned in John chapter 3, when Jesus is talking to Nicodemus and he says, you must be born again. And Jesus is the one who births us of the Spirit, that he gives us his Spirit, and that we will have safe passage from this life to the next because we believe in him and his sacrifice. Psalm 105, verses 43 through 45 is our psalm for the day. So he brought his people out of Egypt with joy, his chosen ones with rejoicing. He gave his people the lands of pagan nations, and they harvested crops that other people had planted. All this happened so that they would follow his decrees and obey his instructions. Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I'd love to send you out into this Resurrection Sunday with a blessing. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he remind you that all the gifts you receive are for his glory. Go now in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.